What's like? This is wild.
It's so, we bite.
Man, this.
I know y'all get tired of hearing one episode
every year. 6 months.
Yeah, we got two in this year.
I think we had a point. Now we gotta we might have to rename the podcast
to what?
Sometimes,
because it's we're so bad at what we do. No, I take that back. We're not bad at what we do. We're bad at doing it.
We're inconsistent.
Can we do from always 5 o'clock to is it 5 o'clock?
That shit might be high.
5 o'clock sometimes.
Yeah.
It's 5 o'clock sometimes.
It's 5 o'clock somewhere.
But not.
It ain't been 5 o'clock in 2 months, maybe.
Man.
Because last episode it was just me and you, right?
Right.
And it ain't come out, did it?
Oh, it came out.
It came out.
Yeah,
and that shit was pretty good.
Episode did a little number too now. Come on, man. Highly anticipated.
I knew it. I knew it. Hold on. I knew it. That means Derek was the problem.
It was you.
And Derek.
No, you. What was he doing?
I
don't know.
Probably, I was at work, yeah, I think.
Probably.
No, I think he might have been out of town.
I think I was gone.
Yeah, and but Derek literally was supposed to come. He even asked for a ride.
And then
now he moved away. It's wild.
Yeah, I hope you doing well in Hawaii.
Yeah, he a bitch.
Yeah, he is.
For real.
As long as he stay alive, that's all that matters. I don't care if he actually doing well.
Right. What happened in Hawaii? Was it the Hiroshima? What was it?
Oh, wow. We were talking about
that's Pearl Harbor. Harbor, yeah.
He don't stay far from there.
Hiroshima
neither.
Was in Japan.
Oh, yeah.
That was Vietnam, yeah, nigga. Yeah.
Derek don't stay from
saying
there.
Shit. Yeah.
From Pearl Harbor.
Hey, look, people else got to realize, like, we getting older, and it's kind of hard to, like, navigate life older you get.
Yeah, we can't stand in the alley like King of the Hill.
Right.
Like they do.
And then, so here's the thing I've been thinking about, like, all week. Like, we're getting older. I'm 35. Chad, you're 32.
We'll be
32.
Yeah, just
you're
38.
As a 38-year-old man, what's something you crave? Not that's what I mean. Not, I don't mean this in a sexual way. I'm just saying.
You are Kelly, nigga.
Yeah.
What's something you crave?
The reason I say that is because, like, the older I get, the more I crave intelligent conversation.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying?
And this ain't the place for them.
Yeah. But I'm just saying, like, and just in general, I like having an adult conversation with people that are older.
I can't do a lot of the going out and all that stuff. Like,
cap.
In recent months.
This
is something that you just started practicing within the last 30 days. For your brother's birthday, you was out here acting a goddamn fool.
For my brother's birthday?
It was somebody's birthday, nigga. You didn't get back home to 5 o'clock in the morning. We left the spot, and you said, I'm finna hit the next spot.
No, that was his birthday. That was last year.
Well,
you were 37?
That was a year ago.
Yeah.
Acting 2 months ago.
Exactly. Time flies.
That shows you how much we don't do.
Yeah. Exactly. So
that was last year.
And honestly, other than like our trip to the Dominican Republic, that might be like the last time we really hung out.
And then when Black left.
And even then, that was very low key.
All four of us together, it's been a long time.
Yeah. And
it's been us two. It's been y'all two.
I don't hang out with this nigga.
He's
easily my least favorite.
I really am the common denominator amongst
them. Yeah,
one that's always available.
No, it's not. You're the only one married to. Well, Derek married, but he got his walking papers.
I'm either available to hang out with MJ when you're not around, hang out with you when MJ's not around.
Yeah.
Or I was able to hang out with Black when neither one of y'all niggas were around. Like I realize that if this shit should ever get monetized.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think I should get
50%. No, we should not.
Just hear me out. We can hash out the details off air.
What's crazy now? Looking at it, like, we need to realize, like, Derek was the glue, and that's where we gotten fucked up at. Derek left, and it's just like everything fell apart.
Derek was the glue.
He had the mics.
That makes him a little too important for my life.
So what's crazy is, like, on list, he has a lot of top five finishes. You know what I mean? He's top five most important here, top five ugliest niggas we know.
Top five flyest niggas.
Top five flyest niggas I know. Top five softest niggas I know.
He does have a quite a bit of top fives.
Yeah.
He ain't all the way there.
He top five dumbest niggas I know. Yes. And he really is.
In the segue.
What's crazy is like him. What's crazy is it's always like him, you, and Tony, right? Y'all like, y'all love to intersect, like right now, one, two, and three.
The only thing we got in common is that we know y'all. Other than that, take me off whatever list they are.
That's it. Tony said Jim Jones the best rapper in Dipset.
And that's why Tony is losing his hair and can't. Like, I lost my hair and came to grips with it.
Yeah.
He thinks about this stuff and loses his hair.
Yeah,
and can't come to grips
with it. Can't come to grips with it.
It's also why he also in the top five dumbest niggas.
So Tony goes bald and then can't get around to the barbershop and then accidentally grows his hair back.
Every time.
There's no consistency.
Yeah. Every time.
Like, you don't know what you're going to get when he pull up. You know what I'm saying? You might have Tony with like a...
George Jefferson.
If that nigga pull up with a cul-de-sac, I will be through. You hear me?
Send him with the George. Georgie Porgy.
The Georgie Porgy.
Hey, shout out to Tony, though. Shout out to Black, too.
Speaking of niggas losing their hair, y'all uncle started wilding this week.
You talking about Shannon?
Yeah.
Now, let me get... And he went bragging about it, too. The next day with Ocho. What I say? I don't know. Ask that nigga you was with.
Why do you think he reacted that way?
So,
you think it's because he knew like the money gonna come in regardless?
Listen, back up. First of all, Paul Pierce is angry.
Paul Pierce is super angry.
He's mad.
So he wanted Shannon Sharpe.
Yeah, why because y'all ain't
he,
do?
He like same shit happened to me.
Well, no, but it was totally different, the Paul. Same thing, yeah. You was
you blatantly, online, nigga.
Blatantly.
With bitches.
Yeah, you high as I don't know what, drinking.
Drinking.
Joints naked.
Yeah, apples to mangoes is what this
is. Now, here's another take about that. Shannon actually good at what he does.
I just named the episode.
What?
Apples to mangoes.
Apples to mangoes.
Shannon is a lot more entertaining than
Shannon
Paul
is entertaining, and his takes are a lot better than what Paul was giving to ESPN at the time.
Yeah.
Paul was not good at his job. No question. Yeah, like...
He thought he was an asset to the company?
I think he's bigger than what he was.
Like, I would be more sad if motherfucking... what's the big ugly nigga?
Kendrick Perkins?
I'd be more sad if he lost his job.
Hey, what Draymond said?
He was bad, too.
I can stand his takes.
They said... They don't love you like that. You not Kobe. Paul Pierce. You not Shannon. You not Shannon. Stick with KG.
Paul Pierce's career died on ESPN when Jalen gave his take about... Because Paul Pierce basically was like, I'm
better than D-Wade.
I'm better than D-Wade. And Jalen was like...
Let's run down the list.
And he was like, no, you're not. Yeah. Like, Paul, this is a fight you need to stay out of.
So, let me tell you my gripes with...
Shannon?
With Shannon. Not Shannon, the person, but the women I see post. Talk me through it, Shannon. Blah, blah, blah. But let me send a risque message to women. You a pervert. Nigga, this is what y'all want. This is what y'all asked for, but it can't be me. I guess it's all who
it's,
it is.
It's money.
It's money. I ain't got none.
You a broke nigga compared to Shannon.
Yeah,
and
no offense. And you're not a broke nigga. I know you.
No, I'm a broke nigga compared to Shannon.
Yeah,
and I can enunciate all my words, unlike Shannon.
Yeah, he said, "You here? You go, Mama Shields."
Yeah, breathing like he on Ozempic.
What is hey? You want some?
Come and get this. You know what I like. You know what I like. Oh, your leg open. Oh, right there.
Man, I really feel like this.
Pussy. P-U-T-H-Y.
I really do think this is a ploy just to get the gay rumors off of.
Yeah.
So you think it was staged?
Yes.
You think it was fake.
You know, you want to know what my initial thought was?
What that nigga name?
The hoe did it. The hoe had the phone like right here and like, let's get famous today.
Yeah. That was your initial. So what
that was my initial. Then my secondary was like, yeah, this nigga was trying to get these gay rumors off of him.
Why? When, if you're that fucking rich, why get gay rumors off of you?
Yeah.
To who?
Him. You seen him in that green.
I got all that money, man.
You seen him in that green.
Bow-legged bad bitch.
Yeah. Total wines. You trying to sell these teleports. I got my purse from up.
What, I think he said 7 p.m. Friday.
Ain't no nigga got me.
Showing off my moon knuckle. Chopping shit in his moose knuckle. Pause.
But now I honestly never believe the gay rumors. Never mind. My issue more thing, like, my issue was, like, you said earlier before we got on, is like, he tried to pull the hack card.
He got hacked, and now he embracing it. Nigga, which one
was it? I think he should have stayed quiet initially. Stay quiet, get with your PR team, figure out what's the best way.
What he did was, he was like, I'm going to run these numbers up on Nightcap. Mm. That's why he went and
huh? What?
Exactly.
What I say, Chad, what was I doing?
And Chad, what's Chad say? Nah, you told me be more professional. Like, you know what I mean? Fuck, like, I mean, Chad thought it was funny too, but... Like,
Chad, what'd I say? Huh? He was probably in there.
We also gotta realize
Chad.
I think his income, even though he getting paid from ESPN, I think most of his income coming from Nightcap and Club Shay Shay. Mm-hmm.
Oh, Club Shay Shay for sure.
Yeah, Club Shay Shay for sure. It's running up numbers.
Yeah, so but, ESPN can let his ass go. It don't matter.
And they not.
Yeah,
no. And I think it's because they want no visual. You know what I mean?
I want to see what Michelle look like.
Yeah, because they're
saying it's Michelle, not Michelle.
And they're also saying it's Michael.
They said that Michelle, whatever, would be at the games with him.
To my stylist.
Look, that ain't the truth I heard.
Nah, I know a bitch when I hear one. That was a bitch moment. That was
amazing. Nah, I heard it.
How?
Nigga, you know what I do for a living?
Gay porn? What do you do,
Nick? You know, I have to like determine gender on calls most of the time. I work in security.
That was a lady moment.
Nah, I was a lady. I agree.
Yeah, but if a nigga moan like that.
Yeah, I ain't never seen a video like Keisha, I'm not nutting you. That's how it sounds. Like,
Shannon, keep making your money. However you
I say keep making your money, but like I really just don't like the like you try to play out like, oh, I got hacked. Like, just own it.
He spun it very, very quickly for financial gain, which kudos to him.
Yeah.
Kudos to him. Way to take a like what could have potentially been damaging and negative to
Yeah.
I mean, and he was right. I threw my phone on the bed. I was about to partake in adult, you know, normal adult activity.
I'm a healthy adult male.
Yeah, unfortunately, y'all.
The strongest slave on the plantation.
Yeah. And here my other problem too, Shannon. You won't deliver no motherfucking thunder. You know what I'm saying? Like,
what's funny is that's the first thing Chad said. Like,
bitch, I need you to be rearranging furniture in that motherfucker. Like, you won't.
You my machine. I need to hear a headboy hit the wall. I need to hear that.
Here you go.
And he was making love.
Yeah, man.
I need her womb to be rearranged, nigga.
You, not her womb.
Yeah, like, nigga.
Especially if you paying for it.
How tall is Shannon? Like, nigga, you a...
He's 6'3". Probably.
Yeah, 6'3", 200 and...
Let's say 240 now. I don't even think he's that big.
Lean.
And
him and Ocho had a podcast where they were talking about Ocho was on the side of it ain't the size of the boat, it's the motion in the ocean, and Shannon came and said, I don't need to do all that when you driving a motherfucking 18-wheeler. That's what he said.
That's what he said.
He was popping shit. He said, you ain't got to do all that when you pulling up and you parking, you goddamn parallel parking the goddamn 18-wheeler.
So
I expect you to be out here delivering that motherfucking thunder, nigga.
So, yeah, because as a nigga that drive a Prius, I know how it sounds to put that work in, and it don't sound like,
Yeah.
So, yeah. Maybe Shannon will lie.
I mean, I ain't got no.
They're reading the script for a movie.
You think they're reading the script?
Yeah, I ain't got no.
Baby Boy 2.
Yeah. I ain't got no 18-wheeler. You know what I'm saying? I got a little Dodge Charger.
You got the Durango.
You know what I'm saying? I got a little F-150 EcoBoost. You know what I'm saying?
EcoBoost is crazy.
I got a little F-150 EcoBoost. You know what I'm saying? This shit good for the environment, but. Yes. So I'm just saying, I just wanted her to be hooting and hollering a little more. I needed to I wanted it to sound like the bell was finna hit the flow.
Yeah, now I get it.
You know what I'm saying? The headboard is beating the wall out. Like, you're gonna have to replace the sheetrock tomorrow. Like, that's what I want to get from a goddamn all American tight end. Hall of Fame tight end. Yeah, he be out here talking big shit. Like, he be out here talking shit, talking about he ain't going to. Ocho said something about going to watch soccer games in Brazil. He said, I ain't going to Brazil to watch no soccer games.
No games.
I don't want to play no soccer in Brazil. What are you going over there to do then? Big time. Huh? Because what you just did with Michael won't shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know. But can't judge a book. He could have been down there eating that cat. I don't know.
You know, talking too much for that.
Yeah, you know what's crazy,
as a
though?
Natural cat eater, like my Oriental friends.
No, that's Haitians. But we're going to get
there. Yeah, we're going to get there. Yeah.
My bad. He doing way too much talking.
Yeah.
Only thing you should hear is...
I just be like, how do you eat, like...
You can't eat boxing talk.
You might say seven words.
How do niggas with a lisp eat pussy though? You definitely. you definitely getting tongue tied in that bitch.
Yeah.
Definitely getting tongue tied in that.
Man, you know what's crazy? Older I get to, the more I don't want to hear Shannon talk. But anyway, that's neither here nor there.
He gay. Yeah.
Crazy is, like, I get it, annoying. Yeah, like,
he's
overstayed his welcome.
He that weird.
I wouldn't say that.
He's trying to reinvent himself.
Yeah.
I mean,
he was cool and funny all the way up until he left. Now he's got to have sex on IG Live.
I really don't think it was intentional. I do think it was an honest mistake.
Yeah, I do. Sometimes I feel that way.
He probably reacted to it without proper consultation. You know what I'm saying? Like, he didn't talk to the necessary niggas he needed to talk to.
Yeah.
Like, he should have called Davis McLean. How do I handle this?
Yeah.
And what Davis would have said, what you said earlier, what he would have said. He'd have said, pay me what? And I clean this up. Make it look like it never happened.
Yeah. Davis would have cleaned that up for real.
No, yeah. Proctor would have cleaned it up, too.
Mm. Proctor would have got somebody killed.
Oh, yeah.
Michelle would have been gone. Michelle
would have died.
Michelle would have been gone, and Ocho would have been next. Yeah. Like, you hear me? Like, Ocho would have been next. Ocho would have been next. Yeah. And Paul definitely would have. Paul was out of here. Fuck a TD Garden. The Celtics would have never seen him again.
You know what you got to do.
Yeah.
Anywho.
And if KG get to talking crazy, he's going to go too.
Yeah, they going to slime KG ass out. Ho, ass nigga. Anywho, what next? What we got? Yeah.
And you want to stick, like, sports been a wild. Sports been wild, too.
Hey, well, first of all.
I'm grieving.
Yeah, Tua, hang it up.
Yeah.
You might as well sit across from me.
Nah, because I
know his head hurt.
Yeah.
They said They said they said a nigga who almost got murdered committed murder.
Yeah. Somebody said, this how you know I've been here for a real reason. Yeah, he got hit like I got hit, but he ain't fucking breathing.
Niggas is ignorant.
Yeah, yeah. But so what's crazy is like we all play football, right?
Yeah,
I've seen way harder.
Play football? What'd you play? Receiver?
No, I played safety and receiver.
But like, we've seen way harder hits than that. Let's be real.
Yeah.
Real what?
We seen way harder hits than that.
That nigga is a scrambled egg. Yeah. Pause ass nigga, man.
When we played, there was contact in practice.
Yeah.
There ain't been contact in practice. And they got little cushions on their helmet.
You know they can wear them in the games now?
Yeah, I promise you I'll stop watching it. Niggas come out
with they wear a Guardian cap, you'll stop watching?
Niggas got sock'em boppers helmets on and no.
So you don't think I feel like Tua about to be the spokesperson for that.
Listen, hit him again.
If he goes play.
Yeah, target him. If he come out, target him.
Here's my thing.
And Tua retire.
People might look at me crazy, and people might think I'm insensitive, okay? A motherfucking E2 soldier in the military, right? Mm-hmm. It's probably, private first class, maybe a corporal, right?
I don't know military.
I'm giving it to you. And military heads, D Black, correct me if I'm wrong. Please fact check. Right? A nigga like that, pay scale probably allows, I don't know. I could be wrong, but I'm going to throw a range out here. Probably anywhere between maybe 50 and maybe 60,000 with additional compensation, such as, you know, cost of living if you're married, whatever else, child stipend, all of this shit, right? And if they were called upon, right? If they're called upon to go to war.
So like not even 40,000 a year?
Go ahead, yeah.
If you're called upon to go to war, mm-hmm. you making 55, 60 grand? You call upon to go to war. Hey, Justin, we need you to go to South Korea. Got deployed. And you say, and you took an oath. You know, God bless America. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go defend home front. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And you go. You're putting your life on the line for $50,000 a year. Nigga, you getting paid $200 million goddamn dollars. Huh?
He got a headache.
Die out that motherfucker, man. Leave it all on the fucking field. You should not retire.
Or get a money
back. I'm sorry. You should not retire.
Or get a money back.
I do understand that things need to be put in place and you have to get retrained and the protection has to be increased for the longevity of your life. And they said Mike McDaniels looked at him when he got off the field and said, you're the quarterback for your family. Man, fuck all that shit, man. Fuck that shit.
Nah, I watched Steve Young go 10 years with a concussion every other week. And Tua about to retire?
Mm-hmm. I'm just
saying. Troy Aikman.
Tua did that to himself. A small, like 5% of me feel, and I'm speaking here as a fan. I am a fan of the Miami Dolphins. Anybody that knows that, like, this is as real as a fan get. Like, I ain't faking the funk. I've been with the Dolphins since we was down in the dumps. Since we was one of the worst teams in the NFL.
Yep, Roddy Brown.
Right, and now we're in the talks of being, dare I say, the top one. You know, we're in the top 10. Like 2 weeks ago, I'd have said the Dolphins was probably top 18, maybe top 7.
Mm-hmm. Now
it's looking like we're probably gonna end as a bottom 10 team, but that's neither here nor there.
Y'all gonna get Shador. Go ahead though. We'll right? get him too.
But I'm just saying, you have to, I feel like a slight part of me feels like the game was going so terribly fucking wrong.
You done threw three picks.
From the start, from the fucking get-go.
Now you need an aspirin.
At the end of the first half, we're down 24 motherfucking 10. Similar position to the week before, you went to the locker room and apparently made this fucking miraculous, hardcore goddamn speech, and they says you broke out in the motherfucking haka and that bitch talking that Hawaiian bullshit, right? Came out, won the game. You thought this was gonna be the same shit this week. Came out and threw a motherfucking pick six.
Three out no gate.
That shit was nasty too.
To start the second half. Nigga, you know what the narrative motherfucking Friday morning would have been? Was Tua overpaid? Is Tua the quarterback of the future? You quickly changed the narrative to, we feel so sorry for Tua. Maybe Tua should just go ahead and retire. Nobody is talking about how terrible of a fucking game you had. And like somebody said, like, quarterbacks have terrible fucking games. And this ain't the worst game we've ever seen out of a quarterback. Never. And this ain't the worst game we're going to see.
And honestly, I don't think he the most overpaid one. That's one just a little bit north in Jacksonville that's a little bit overpaid.
Facts. Like, facts. And we don't think this is the worst game we're going to see out of a quarterback this year.
I guarantee you it's one tomorrow.
That wasn't a quarterback of a team that's local had the worst quarter. That had the worst game.
He not even worse.
They got a seventh grader playing quarterback in Charlotte.
Yeah, he can't deal with Brian Garnett trying to throw the goddamn ball down.
Nigga, man, he's the worst quarterback in the league, and I'm still pissed that we picked him. Right. But I, you know what's crazy? So everybody's saying Tua retire. I'm like, they're not gonna let that man retire. No. This is a business. They just gave that man 212 guaranteed. They're not gonna let him retire unless he literally, you know what I mean? Like,
time out. I have never been at a job institution where you could be mediocre and get this money. Your boy got Tua.
I wouldn't necessarily say Tua is mediocre though. I wouldn't say he's
mediocre.
He's not an elite quarterback.
You're mediocre.
Do you realize who the highest paid quarterback in the NFL is?
Dak Prescott. And that's the most mediocre.
I don't think Dak's mediocre.
Wait, okay. Extra it's mediocre. Crazy. Whatever.
I was just telling one of my employees the other day.
He's not mid.
I have become a fan.
You know who you look like right now? You look like Cuz. Orange Cuz.
I have become a fan of the Dallas Cowboys.
That's nasty.
They must win you some parlays.
No. It ain't even that. Like, I'm a fan of your defense.
They got a couple good people.
What they got on defense is that for Micah and Trevon, I'm sorry.
Bland.
That both him and Diggs are prone to give up some shit.
Bro, they just I think as a defense they're whole.
I'm about to say, please do not take what you saw last week into account, because that was
their defense was stout last year.
Yeah, come about to say, Cuz ain't got a hand job in 3 years, and he is showing it.
Fuck, I ain't. Fuck.
Who you talking about?
John Watson. Yeah. Like, hey, another case just popped up for him.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Earlier this week, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. From how recent?
From 2020.
Okay.
It's nasty. I honestly, I just feel like at this time.
Yeah, Diggs still getting charges hit against him. Like,
he really?
Yeah. Like 1-2 days ago for another bag. The nigga that used to work for him, they just awarded. The nigga that's in jail. He's currently incarcerated. Just won like buku money. Maybe 100 mil.
Was it Shine? Shine, no, he owes Shine some bread.
Shine over there in Belize as a
he's the president, right? And he Jewish.
Shine out here tripping.
Now he an Orthodox Jew for real.
Whatever.
It's crazy. Anyway, back to Dak. Yeah, but no, he
bad boy.
Man, that's on fire. I get what he's saying, but that's the way the business works. Cause Dak. Would you say Dak is a top five quarterback in the NFL?
Right now? Yes.
You know why? You know why?
Name me four better. I can name you three better than Dak. That's about it.
You know why, though, right? Because the state of the NFL is trash. The state of the NFL is trash. The product is bad, and this is what we're getting. And that's why Tua is out here. His brain is over easy. So,
with cheese.
The product is nasty.
I seen that nigga on the commercial. This is your brain. This is your brain on drugs, on CTE.
That nigga shit is over easy. It's yolky. And the product is bad. Like, offensive line play is bad across the league. Everything is bad. The quarterback plays mediocre. Aaron Rodgers, granted, he's 40.
Yeah.
But he's, which I don't know why the Jets put their eggs in that basket, but they did.
He looks horrible.
He looks horrible. Deshaun Watson ain't been good in 4 years. Like I said, the product of the NFL is
who's
bad.
Who's the quarterbacks?
For who?
Patrick Mahomes. Who
is Patrick Mahomes is the best quarterback in the NFL.
Lamar Jackson's good to watch.
He's okay.
Barely.
No, I mean,
I'm just saying,
not court like throwing wise, but as a player,
you know what? You know where Patrick Mahomes is ranked quarterback wise, pay wise, 12.
Right, and that means the next time he gets paid is going to be nuts.
When is going to be the next time?
It's like 5 years from now because he signed a 10-year contract.
Did.
Mm-hmm.
He did.
Yeah, it's going to be easy.
He's making up for it.
Joe Burrow is who I feel like finessed.
Yeah, yeah, he the most regular.
Like, he got paid last year and had
the worst.
Oh, was God.
I think it was
4-4. I saw a meme.
It's unwatchable.
So, somebody said, I saw a meme that said this nigga did a 360 throw in one pregame and got paid off. I'm like, yeah. But let's be fair.
They're suffering injuries in the wide receiver room.
No, I wasn't going to say that. Like,
Jamar Chase.
I'm just saying he tore his ACL, but then came back, went to the Super Bowl, and then this next year went to the ACC. AFC Championship. So he had the shit was there. Like, you know what I mean? It was like, we got to pay this man for it getting nasty. But also, by paying him, you put yourself in a bad position. So now you got to pay his homeboy, and now you don't want to pay him. Like, because you made an exception for the white man, but then when the nigga want to get his bread, you like, nah, I don't make no exceptions. Mm-hmm. Nah, you just did.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So now it's going to. They ain't gonna recover
the,
from
the
it.
The market is just constantly fucking changing for every position.
But it's really two main positions where it's getting crazy, and that's quarterback and wide receiver. Because Justin Jefferson,
they're not paying running backs.
They're not gonna pay running back.
Because you can run four niggas.
Because them niggas is, if you want to talk about over easy, they over medium. Yeah. Like,
Devon Achane had goddamn 6 receptions in the last game.
Yeah. It's, that's why what I'm saying.
How do we fix the NFL product? I'm going to tell you me.
Yeah.
It's going to have to be passing.
Put kickoff back at the 20-yard line, 25-yard line.
That shit
let
nasty.
Niggas run that bitch back.
Yeah, or but, get rid of
the whole ass shit we got going on, man. It's changing the fabric of the NFL.
But it's also, it's coaching. Because they changed the kickoff. All you gotta do is kick it in that little spot.
In the little return zone.
Yeah. But they don't want to. It's like, I'd rather you just take it to the 30. Yeah. Then kick it to a nigga like.
Sure, what's crazy is this year, the few times niggas have like had an opportunity to run.
They got that.
They cribbing that bitch.
Yeah.
They taking it. Because niggas, they don't know how to play. They don't know how to defend the return anymore.
Because they don't.
So a nigga catch the ball on a whim, he is taking it back. To the motherfucking house.
Adaptation is like key in the NFL.
These days, when's the last time somebody actually returned a kick? High school.
Nigga, they did that last week.
No, but he's saying it like in general.
Yeah, you don't practice that.
Yeah, cause, no, because he's saying like, because when you was in high school, who's y'all kicker? It was like y'all defensive end or some shit, right? Y'all had a kicker, soccer team. But he couldn't get in the end zone though, right?
Nah.
Exactly. That's what he's saying. Like, niggas had to return kicks back in the day.
He kicked that bitch to the 30-yard line.
Exactly. So a lot of niggas
boy,
had
you got a squid.
Yeah. Mostly, like, our center was the kicker. Some fat fuck would just kick the ball to the 30. Like, a squib it to the 30.
You remember his name?
Casey Bowen.
Shout out to Casey Bowen.
Yeah.
30-yard kicking.
Nah. Yeah, Casey Bowen.
30-yard kicking ass. Never.
Yeah. He would just basically squid the kick. And then my nigga Lakeem, the middle linebacker, would just go crack whoever caught the ball. Like, that's exactly how it worked.
Yeah.
But, like, it's just the product of the NFL. They're making the money on the back end, like, you know.
Bring back the XFL.
This is where the kickoff return came from.
Oh, dang.
That's crazy.
What's crazy is there's actually a good amount of niggas that's in the NFL now that came over
from the XFL.
Like,
yeah, and they you know what they doing? They gunners.
Yeah.
Right? But like I was telling somebody, like, the offensive line product is nasty now. Mm-hmm. Niggas can't block worth a fuck. Mm-hmm.
So how long before we go to 7-on-7?
That would never happen.
It won't happen because white men don't like losing money.
Okay.
It's not going to never happen.
Cause y'all already got that league.
Let's flag football.
Yeah, and that nigga said he better than Patrick Mahomes.
Who said that?
The quarterback for the USA flag football team.
It shut the league down.
I seen his highlights though. He ain't Patrick Mahomes, yeah. But he getting shit cracking over there playing football. I mean, like I said, the product is terrible, but I get it because like you watch it. Like
it's all the sports though.
It's all sports.
Every sport.
All
I ain't watched baseball in a minute, but
baseball the product is failing, but it's getting it. No, I'll take that back. No, niggas is better than they used to be. It's a little bit more parody.
Yeah,
cause back in the day there won't no salary cap, and it's still not a salary cap, but they got like tax implications and stuff now.
Yeah, because if you were anybody, you played for the Yankees,
right?
Number one, and then the rest of the people that I ain't good enough for the Yankees would go.
Yeah, and look at Shohei Ohtani. This nigga just 10 years, $700 million,
bro. That's nuts.
And he only getting $2 million a year. Like the rest of shit deferred.
He good. He's good for the rest of his life.
Yeah, so $68 million each year is getting deferred to 10 years after his contract over.
Yeah.
He's not even pitching right now. He's about to win the MVP.
He's just slapping it out the park whenever he feels like.
He about to be the first nigga to steal 50 bases and hit 50 home runs in season.
In the same year.
And the first person ever.
Ever, yeah.
He only getting paid $2 million. And in context.
Yeah, in context.
He got that daggone. What's my man name? Bobby Bonilla contract.
Bobby Bonilla wish he had.
No, pay me long after.
But a lot of people do defer money. It's just not talked about a lot. Like Steven Strasburg, I don't know if you ever knew who that was, but he signed a 7-year, $245 million deal in 2019, and a lot of his shit was deferred, like $80 million of it was.
This is
a
long-term savings plan is all it is.
Yeah.
The thing is, you're going to get it regardless. I was just watching something the other day, and Anthony Davis was talking about, like, you have two payment plans in an NBA. You can either get paid 6 months or 12 months. It's like a teacher, basically. Mm. So you can get paid throughout the summer, or you can just get paid during the season. Yeah.
I got you.
He said he basically was saying, like, if you a young nigga that don't know how to get your money right, do it the whole year. That way you always have something coming in. But if you somebody like him or LeBron that has the back, you don't need all season. So just get all your shit in. Could you get paid like first and the 15th, like a state employee?
Nah, like EBT. Dang, all right.
Imagine them direct deposits. We were just talking about direct deposits earlier.
Yeah. My direct deposit's not cute. Like, you know what I mean? You know who Hassan Reddick is?
Mm-hmm.
You know, you've been seeing what's going on with him?
Yeah.
So, you know he got traded from the Eagles to the Jets. He's holding out.
What's going on with him.
Yeah. And he's forfeited $500 million. And then he just forfeited a game check. His game check was $780,000.
Is it going to be worth it in the long run?
No. He's stupid as fuck. To be completely honest. I mean, he got bread. Don't get me wrong. He's obviously a multimillionaire because he's on the last year of a 3-year, $42 million deal. So he has money. It's just what he's doing is dumb because, nigga, I don't know if y'all remember Le'Veon Bell had this happen. He sat out that 1 year thinking he could just go to free agency, but no. Nobody that just means you didn't accrue a year and you have to finish that contract out, you stupid bitch. Like,
what Le'Veon end up? The Jets.
He's dead.
After the year. After the year.
His career's dead. I'm sorry.
He went to the Jets. I know he went to the Jets.
And he went to the Chiefs.
He
won a ring with them. He won't.
And my John Cena meme. What?
Was that Shady that won a ring with them?
Shady won.
Same bitch.
Shady McCoy.
Yeah.
They are the same nigga.
You see him lose to Aaron Donald in the race? You a lame ass nigga.
Aaron Donald? I mean, Aaron Donald ain't no slouch, though. That's a fucking athlete.
But LeSean McCoy is a fucking running
back. Don't matter. Aaron Donald is a goddamn running back. For real. Yeah. That nigga's whatever he want to be. You know what I'm saying?
But, like, sticking to football and get a little more serious. Speaking of, your Dolphins got a lot of shit going on.
We do. Yeah, we're going through it right now.
Yeah.
As an organization, I could say we are.
You about to talk about that 2B movie.
To my
Tariq Hill, like, man. He got locked up. That was a 2B movie. He caught a little.
Hey, you ain't had a problem with that?
You are Uncle Tom.
Yeah.
I'm trying to tell you, you goddamn cool.
Yeah, I can see that.
Cool is the word you meant. Yes, cool. I'm cool.
No, you're cool.
Now, what was...
I mean, what was the problem?
Okay, so he was, one, speeding.
Right? Lock him up.
Besides... By the stadium, nigga. I mean... And then, two, he didn't have his seatbelt on.
Oh, yeah. That's offensive. That's reckless driving.
Give him the two fucking tickets and send him on his way. Mm. And then, as you're a cop, working the game that the number one player for the team... Now... This does not say that he has the...
He messed up his fantasy.
This does not say... This is not... What's crazy is he did not mess up his fantasy because that nigga got released and went fucking retarded.
He had 6 catches, 130 yards.
He needed him to get 140 and he didn't get it. Lock him up again. Yeah. Go ahead.
I'm just saying, you know who you pulled over.
Mm-hmm.
I felt like you did that because...
You wanted to prove a point.
You wanted or make a name for yourself, whatever the case was going to be.
Yeah, with your stupid ass on the ministry.
Again, I'm not saying this to say that Tyreek
was right,
but I'm just saying, at the end of the day, he's the reason you're out here, right? Millions of dollars are being pummeled into this city because of this one man right here.
Right.
Okay.
Give him his ticket. He was wrong. Cite him. You were speeding. You didn't have your seatbelt on. Here are your infractions. Here's your ticket. Yeah. We'll see you in court. Let him go.
You want to bang on his window. You want to scream at him.
Okay, he didn't have his window rolled down. Hey, man.
You don't have to have your window rolled down, though.
Like, you think this nigga is going to put you in harm's way in front of the stadium where he's about to play... Yeah. One arguably the biggest game of the fucking season.
And he's the most famous nigga on that team.
In the video, you hear one of the cops say, "It's Tyreek." Mm. You hear him say, "It's Tyreek."
I think.
And then you try to lock up Calais.
That was the biggest problem with me is like you try to lock up him and I think it was Jonnu Smith.
Okay, like let's say you don't know who Tyreek is.
Yeah.
Now another nigga done pulled up in a Rolls Royce truck, whatever that is. So now you pull somebody over in a Porsche. Now somebody in a Rolls Royce truck. Just, like, you can look at these human beings and know
you want to say
they're niggas. NFL players. You obviously. Say like, these ain't no fans.
Yeah.
Mind you, Tyreek face is probably all over that stadium that they're half a mile
niggas
from.
Is riding by going, "Oh, shit. They got Tyreek locked up.
Yeah.
They got Tyreek Reed. Free Reed."
Yeah.
Nigga, you think if that nigga would have went to jail, that game would have been like...
If he would have went to jail, they would have never worked.
I'm sure the police chief...
I think Cuz ain't going to work.
Yeah, he ain't working.
I'm sure the chief of police probably got the phone call and called that nigga like, "What the fuck are you doing?"
Yeah.
Yeah, he a meter maid now.
Now, nigga was on administrative leave that day.
Yeah, he had meter maid.
And, like, literally that day, like, and I think it's because they saw a few videos out before, like, the body cam footage came out. And it was, you know, kneeing back and then the whole...
Choking him, slamming him.
He SRO now. He had
school resource officer.
Yeah. Honestly, I feel like
I wouldn't even put him in school. Like, he can't go work at the St. Thomas of Kindness. Or whoever, like the number one. Yeah. You know what I'm talking about.
You think he gonna work in Miami with the Haitian Zoes?
Nah. Yeah.
Them niggas gonna, man, he gonna really be choking niggas.
He was about to fuck up the bag for bookie. I mean, he was wild.
Yeah, he gonna have to go to
Caliber.
Again, Tyreek was wrong. He agitated the situation. He certainly did. But you are the de-escalator. You are the cop. You're trained to bring situations down. right? And I also don't think Tyreek's behavior constituted him to get to that level.
To get handcuffed, get knee in the back.
You drug him out the car.
And then he's like, bro, I just had knee surgery. Like,
the nigga knees is his paycheck.
Yeah. But you know what? You know what's crazy? I know Tyreek kids is like...
Which ones?
The ones that get abused.
He don't beat them kids, man.
He should. Nah,
man. He got charges up there. I ain't gonna talk about him beating women.
Hating that hoes be jealous, man.
You know he's supposed to be a first round pick, but he dropped to the fifth round, all right?
Because
he pushed his pregnant girlfriend down the steps.
Davis McLean said that's admissible.
Inadmissible.
Oh, man.
But now, like, the police got to do better. And I think, like, that's also one of the things. It's when it comes to timing, it's crazy because that happened. And then we had a debate happening within a week. And that's one of the main, I guess you can say, the main problems that we have in America that they're trying to push. Because I know the Republicans are trying to, like, really... Apparently, they're supposed to be trying to alleviate policemen. How can I put this? It's been a long week, but getting punished for their actions. There we go.
Yeah.
So, you know. Jay, how you feel about your man's losing?
He lost because he took his L. I said he lost.
Yeah.
He was prepared inadequately.
So here's my thing with him.
She exposed him.
She exposed him, but do you think he's inadequately prepared, or he just go off script too much and don't really give a fuck about what's going on? I really feel like he has the people in his corner that should be there. And I just don't think he really give a fuck about what they got going on. And he just said, I'm going to do what I want to do.
He was swinging. Like he was drowning. Yeah. And he was swinging and he was reaching for air.
We're talking about Trump versus Harris, by the way.
He was saying whatever he could in defense of whatever actions or lack of actions. It was bad.
So
it was bad.
The last person he debated against could barely stay awake while he was talking. Now, Kamala can speak.
Yeah.
Vice President Harris, she can speak. And she can speak eloquently. He can't. So it's like, you look stupid up here, Donald.
She spoke really eloquently.
Oh, I mean, absolutely.
It turned me on.
She was right, wrong, or indifferent
and
speaking
I
it, she...
I don't think that the United States government should interfere in women's lives and have a say-so and whether or not.
That's what I think is. They should interfere.
He said the Democrats are allowing babies to be born and then they figure it out. They execute them. I'm like, this nigga.
You didn't hear that part. They aborted him out there. What? Top three things he said, yeah. I was like, well, everybody, yeah, it was that.
He was eating cats and dogs.
Yeah. Eating cats and dogs. Donald Springfield, Trump. Springtown, Ohio. Springfield, Ohio.
He said y'all was eating cats and dogs out there.
You is Haitian, man.
Yeah, you hating. Go ahead.
That was good.
Yeah. The last one was, she could have went and met Gaddafi at the whatever. But she wanted to go to a sorority party. I'm like, what?
Somebody said that Vice President Harris vows to fix the problem with the economy when she gets in office. But she's already in office.
The thing is, she in office, but she ain't in office.
But she also said, like, I need you to understand that I don't run the country. I get told what the fuck to do.
Like, exactly.
That's like
an assistant manager at one point, right?
She ain't gonna tell.
Did you run things?
I was a little
at some time.
I was a little different. My store manager was never there with me.
So he
worked weekends. I was off every weekend, and he closed, and I was there during the day.
Okay, like,
but you get what the
there is structure in place.
Yeah,
I have
there are chains of command.
Yeah, and I have things that was I have responsibilities that was delegated to me, and that's what I'm doing.
I might not agree, but my job is to be delegated to and to handle the.
My job is to protect the border that I haven't protected.
Yeah. Is the border really hurting anything?
Most of the fentanyl that enters the United States do come from Durham.
I thought it was about that.
Speaking of which, I found this list while we were talking. 155 firearms. 496 pounds of methamphetamine.
Oh, the PB long?
Yeah. 57.21 kilos of cocaine. 7.1 kilos of fentanyl worth
$707,000. That just the fentanyl. Not the other stuff.
55,248
pounds of marijuana. Valued at $250,192. That was a typo.
This just feels like a
1.3 kilos of heroin, 5.9 pounds of GHB. What is GHB? Am I out of touch?
So am I.
Keep reading. I'm gonna research it.
And then 755.8 grams of mushrooms. So he was out here getting it.
Making pizza.
Nah, you don't call it that. That and all this shit. I think I did have. This wasn't a typo. That 55,248 pounds of marijuana was valued at $250,162,944. So it's like ecstasy or something?
Yeah. Increased sex drive, euphoria, relaxation.
The 496 pounds of methamphetamine was worth $22,458,880. This nigga had
about $100 million worth of stuff on him when he got caught.
It was a raid.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I mean, he was like riding around.
I was about to say, that nigga was riding around and getting it. Had an 18 wheel.
What kind of, like, how big was that? How big was that trap house? You have to have a mansion.
That's inside. Somebody snitched.
Yeah, it had to be.
That felt like a skit you were reading right there.
Nah, nigga, like, this happened.
How much jail time you think that person gonna get?
Life without parole.
We ain't talking about. I mean, look.
Life without parole, unless he snitch.
What he do?
Get caught with all that?
No. What he do for a living?
Rap.
Niggas get 5 years.
R&B singer you ever
niggas
met.
Niggas get 5 years for getting caught with $1 million worth of shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You just got caught, nigga.
With illegal firearms and
with
illegal
200
drugs.
Plus $1 million. Worth of illicit shit.
Mm-hmm.
You probably get the most time of any rapper or anybody. He's gonna get more time than Thug when it's all said and done.
Cause Thug, he facing. I don't think he got. George ain't got death penalty, do he?
Nah, not certain.
Mm. Yeah, I think at the most he probably get like 25 to life if he is convicted.
Who, Thug?
Thug. And this guy. He might get life with the possibility of parole.
Oh, yeah. PB done.
He's done. Only thing that saves niggas from the death penalty is if you murder somebody. But I think with just this amount of drugs, you have to give him give him it all. Unless, like I said, they drop some shit.
That just sounded fake.
Nah,
everything you read just sounded fake.
Right. But back to this weak ass country.
Well, is his name YMCMB what? YMW Melly.
Same bitch.
Wrong nigga, man.
You don't know rap after 2007.
Nah, 2009.
If it happened after T Pain,
speaking of rap, congratulations, Kendrick Lamar.
That was the other one. I couldn't think of.
You ain't got to clap, but.
Yeah. Well.
I mean, it's cool. I think
he should bring Trump out.
To do what?
No.
I think he's
rap a verse.
performance-wise, show-wise, production-wise, obviously a better choice
than anything
than Lil Wayne.
So the Lil Wayne, I hate the conspiracy. Did you see where I put? I was like, that was a nasty take. I put it in our group chat. Yeah. Like, people will think it's a conspiracy. No, Wayne will put on a terrible show.
He can't.
What is people? I want y'all to really. A lot of people don't think.
I'm a millionaire.
My thing is tougher than
Nigerian hair.
I was listening to No Ceilings and he had some shit. Like, you know, like it was like, he said my pistol mean business, that bitch should have a tie on. I was like, okay, go on, Wayne. But the thing is, if you really sit there and think about it, Wayne has had one of the best rap careers of anybody ever. Let's just be honest.
Okay.
And he still don't have enough hits to perform a Super Bowl halftime show.
Yes, he does. Like a lollipop.
That if I heard Lollipop in the halftime show of the Super Bowl, I kicked the middle of the motherfucking TV.
And people gonna be like, you gotta listen to his mixtape stuff.
You can't play it. A mixtape in front of white people.
Pussy money weed.
The pussy monster.
I feel like dying.
Exactly. Can we name 10 Lil Wayne songs that he can perform on the Super Bowl halftime show?
A Millie.
Go DJ.
Go DJ.
Fireman. And then you start having to go to deep thought.
He gonna have to bring out everybody else. Every girl. You can play that because it's on the radio.
That is the worst fucking song ever.
I actually like that song.
But it has some of the worst bars ever.
Oh,
created.
Yeah. It's a little petty up there. It's a little PDF files up there.
But that nigga said, I see me with her. No Stevie Wonder?
Yeah. I mean, he would have to bring out his cohorts.
He would have to bring out Juvie. He would have to bring out Manny Fresh. He would have to bring out BG.
Drake.
He would have to bring out Drake. And honestly, it would turn into a Drake halftime show.
And Nicki Minaj.
And you could leave that bitch at home.
Super bass, super bass.
So, yeah. Stephen A. Smith. I said something
next topic.
Was Shay there?
No.
But Stephen A. Smith said something in response to Nicki Minaj going off about Wayne not being selected, right? Mm-hmm. And she pretty much, I forgot who she responded to, but he can't. Jay-Z. She was talking to Jay-Z.
Mm. She needed to chill before she ended up dead.
Stephen A. Smith like came out and was like, bitch, how many rappers you gonna beef with? Like,
yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Like, you beefing with this person, this person, this person, this person, this person. And now, we understand that you feel some type of way that your boss didn't get selected.
Yeah.
But now you taking personal attacks at Jay-Z that has put on for the hip-hop and R&B community since he's been put in the position he's been put in.
Yeah.
Right? So he said all this, you know, Stephen A. He gonna do his thing, say his big words and whatever, eloquently, like, basher. Yeah. And she come back and say, won't you just... I can tell the coke was drilling that ass when she said it. She said, won't you just on live grunting? She thought he was goddamn... People in the comments talking about this coke ain't loud and wrong.
Not only that, like your husband, yeah, a rapist. You need to stay out.
So people, you know what I'm saying? People been asking me how I feel about it. Like I'm
gonna tell you,
Wayne ain't the person for a Super Bowl halftime performance. Like, now, if it was anything else, like if it was like if Jay-Z was throwing this big ass motherfucking show or festival or concert, like whatever it was, and chose not to include Wayne, I would go, well, hold on now. But it's the Super Bowl. One, you don't get paid for it.
Mm-hmm. Number two, nobody cares.
Two, I don't think Lil Wayne cannot put on the type of show that Kendrick Lamar can put on.
Like I said, you outside of like three songs, you really get like what are we gonna do?
You don't really like it, but we can admit that Kendrick Lamar has a little bit of a weird artistic touch to him that make sense for him to be the halftime performer for the Super Bowl.
Yeah, because like he has the crowd for
that. Nigga put a police car in the BET Award show. Like he put a police car with smoke, like the bitch was on fire.
That won't DaBaby.
No,
DaBaby did that.
Somebody, Kendrick did that shit too. Kendrick did something phenomenal on one of them BET. What I'm trying to say is the show he put on for the BET Awards, like, which is on a way smaller scale. Mm-hmm. Like, it's like, damn. Like, Wayne can't do that. Now, not to mention, let me just throw this out there. Let it be known.
You hate Kendrick.
That Aubrey Graham did turn down the Super Bowl in 2020 and 2021.
That's good.
Right? So he turned that down. So people out here saying
Drake
your GOAT could never. No, Drake could never.
Jay, you need to stay out of this.
I ain't staying out of a goddamn thing. What I'm saying this is my battle to fight.
I know, but I get it. He turned it down in 2020 and 2021, but like at this point he's not a highly sought after performer.
Are you being fucking for real?
White boy.
And then you're gonna use a Ross reference. The worst nigga that like interjected fucking.
I like this diss.
I like it. It's because y'all shape the same. That's why.
No, y'all shape the same.
Oh, yeah, you do.
Because y'all both losing weight in y'all shoulders.
Yeah, well, you gained the weight from our shoulders.
Yeah.
I'll eat it.
But that was some serious shit, though.
Oh, man.
But now, like, this is the best choice they had.
I mean, what were the choices? Avril Lavigne.
I think Avril Lavigne was up there. Avril Lavigne.
She ain't had a hit since we was in high school.
Paul Walker. Who else?
Not Paul Walker.
Not Sauce Walker either.
What's that?
Walker. Was it Robin Thicke? Who was it?
Robin Thicke is nasty.
Robin Thicke can put on a show.
Yeah. If he got to end it with Lost Without You, though.
Yeah.
He got to.
That's
what he's going to start with, too. Because he can't do Blurred Lines.
What three songs is Kendrick going to
do? We're going to do.
No, Not Like Us got to get.
Not Like Us can't.
For 40 minutes.
He should not.
For 40 minutes.
He's going to end it with it.
He can't.
For 40 minutes.
I'm sure Jay-Z.
Chadwick.
You can't.
Let's be real. That's the biggest song this year.
A minor. And we're going to do it for 10 minutes.
He might do it three times, Chad.
We're going to have Russell. We're going to have Russell Westbrook. Yeah.
People are not watching it for the controversy.
They're not talking about. It's not about controversy. It's about the song was very popular.
We ain't watching it to see who
that might be his
adversaries are.
You want to know why they're gonna watch it? Because they want to see. Man, Wayne could have did better than this. It might be the most watched since.
You know what I'm saying?
Let's be
like, we gonna hear him rap about syrup sandwiches.
Don't kill my caramel
ounces.
That song go crazy. And be honest,
it does.
It is
that whole album go crazy. Actually,
damn right.
Yeah,
exactly. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
My homeboy remade the album cover.
No,
but well,
that's what I'm saying. That's the cover art.
That's one of those songs. That's a Super Bowl halftime show song.
I remember sandwiches and sandwiches.
Not Like Us has to be played.
Yeah. Like, hope he go up there and perform everything off to Pimp a Butterfly.
If he do, he lost.
This dick ain't free. I mean, baby. This dick ain't free.
And that was on Untitled. What was that shit?
Oh, that wrong.
I hate that nigga.
I like To Be My Butterfly, but the shit was weird. It was weird.
I don't like it,
Well, I hope he got there and performed every song off that goddamn album.
Can we be honest?
This is what y'all want?
Can we be honest, though? Not Like Us might be his biggest hit ever.
It is.
And it's because of the GOAT.
All right.
Okay, so.
Yeah, how much time left?
Not And it really isn't. We had an hour and 4 minutes.
Oh, yeah, let's but just, I'll just end it right
not
now.
Like we can.
I'm not playing.
I'm just saying, not like us. Yes, I will say that's probably his biggest song ever.
Mm-hmm.
But because it's a diss, and without Drake, it wouldn't be as big as it was. Because if he did somebody, let's say if he did somebody like, I don't know.
Yeah, I mean,
Lil Wayne.
W. Melly. Yeah, if he did Lil Wayne, it would have been much less successful.
Nah,
and look, I can tell look, everybody.
You don't like Lil Wayne, so
no,
shut
no.
Up.
I
don't
let,
like
let me Kendrick say, neither. Let me say. Let me
you
say.
You don't
this.
Like anybody that started rapping after 2010. Anyway.
No.
So let's just say he dissed Cameron in this.
Yeah,
it wouldn't have hit as hard.
Hey, look, it is what it is. Yeah. The episode would have been lit.
If he would have dissed. Like,
I'm talking about like second tier niggas. If he would have dissed Big Sean.
Wouldn't have hit.
It wouldn't have hit.
No, he still rap.
He put out an album 2 weeks ago, and it was nasty.
That shit sold less than 30,000 units in 6 months.
Boy said it went nickel.
It went nickel.
Look, I'm just saying.
Dang you.
I'm just saying. Who else would Kendrick would have been able to diss? Anybody? I'm a
Jermaine.
Jermaine backed out.
Dupree?
He backed out.
Cole.
He backed
Cole?
He backed out.
Cole a bitch.
Yeah,
and I still play his music. He a bitch, love him to death. You know what I'm saying? They had a pose with Cole on a bicycle, talking to somebody with AirPods, and they said, "Why this nigga got his splurging like
yeah.
this?"
He done changed.
But yeah, it's a Cole, not homeboy. I'm just saying though, like, who else would have? I'm not going to say Drake revived Kendrick's career because I was always in Kendrick's corner.
That's a little much.
Right. Niggas is out here saying that. I was always in Kendrick's corner, right? We're not going to act like the nigga ain't just dropping an album. What was it, 2022 or 2023? Early 2023 or late 2022?
Who?
Kendrick. When was that last album? Well, he called that nigga Uncle of Tranny or whatever. Like, he called his
that
uncle.
Was 2022.
Right. Okay. Niggas is saying Drake made Kendrick rap again. I wouldn't quite say that because Kendrick always been on the same type of release schedule ever since.
Like, came out.
Yeah, ever since Section 80 blew up and we knew who Kendrick was. Mm-hmm. Like, he's not the nigga that's going to shove music down your throat every 6 months.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, pause.
Yeah, it was 2020.
Right?
Yeah.
So, niggas saying Drake made Kendrick rap again.
His album was really weak, too, if you think about it.
In
retrospect. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like when it first came out, niggas, it had some traction. And then you go back, it didn't age well. I'll put it that way.
I don't think Kendrick's best body of work matches up to Drake's best body of work, right? I mean, come on.
I'm not a fan.
And you're not a fan. You, let's not act like 2 years ago, you'd be like, I hate when this nigga hit his little high pitched voice talking like he rapping some deep ass shit. That nigga lame, he'll lose.
Can we calm down for a second?
I'm calm.
All right. Drake's best body of work. Name it.
I don't know. He had a crazy 2011 run.
Drake's best body of work to me.
That's nothing me. Was the same.
Nothing was the same. NWTS.
Okay.
Head in the clouds.
What is Kendrick's best work?
Section 80.
I don't know.
Section 80 or Good Kid, Mad City?
I'm taking Good Kid, Mad City.
You're in trouble.
Yeah.
I know. You're talking about Georgia, right?
Yeah, Ticket Cook. It's
But that's what I'm saying. Because what's the spread on that? 55?
No, I had the over of 44.5 on total match points.
You're fucked.
And Georgia money. Like,
yeah. Yeah, but now... I'm just, as a nigga that's a Drake fan, I've been to a few concerts. It's nothing was the same better than Good Kid, Mad City.
Absolutely.
I can't be the tiebreaker.
Because you don't
what was on nothing? What was on nothing was the same?
Tuscan Leather, started from the bottom. I'm talking about like hit wise.
Yeah, I'm siding with Drake because I don't know what's on Good Kid, Mad City.
The shit he had with Jay-Z was a fucking hit.
Pound Cake.
Mm-hmm. I mean,
no, because trust me, I feel the same way as you do, that Nothing Was the Same was his best work.
What's the best song on Nothing Was the Same?
Like, it depends on how you put it.
That nigga rapped for goddamn 7 minutes on the intro.
No, but like, you really think that's the best song?
I'm not gonna say that's the best song, but
like in totality, you might have to go.
I'm just saying, like, what we. I'm not gonna. Good Kid, Mad City was a great fucking album. I would even go as far as to say there might not be a skip on Good Kid, Mad City.
Yeah,
because I still play that.
I listen to it Friday right? night on the way home.
I still play that album. But I don't think the best song on that album matches up.
You're talking about one song. You're really like, you're dumbing it down to one song.
You have to be able to numerically compare, to be able to put in the form of numbers.
You remember Apple's 100 list?
I don't know.
When you put it in the form of numbers, you take the subjectivity out of it. So he can say Good Kid, Mad City is better, right? And I can say I think Nothing Was the Same was better, but that's subjective. That's our opinion. But now let's go to the facts. Let's talk about
the fact that you're trying to make it subjective too.
Yeah.
You're trying to say like which one's the best song on Nothing Was the Same, which is subjective, and the best song on Good Kid, Mad City was subjective. You get what I'm saying? Cause like no matter what, I can think the best song on Good Kid, Mad City is Swimming Pools, you might think is Poetic Justice. You get what I'm saying?
All right.
Same thing with Nothing Was the Same. You just brought up Tuscan Leather. I think in totality, you might have to look at like the language or something like that to say that might be the best song on the album. You get what I'm saying?
I follow you.
Yeah. So, but I do think as a body of work, I think Drake has more best bodies of work than Kendrick does, but I do think Kendrick's best work is better than Drake's.
So, I don't know how we got to Kendrick and Drake. Lil Wayne, sit down. That's all. You don't remember your lyrics. I watched you on WWE and nobody in the stadium was rocking with you. So,
yeah.
It's okay. Everybody's time comes and goes.
Because let's be real. Wayne,
your time is gone.
Because Jay-Z, who is widely considered to be one of the greatest rappers,
he could not do a halftime show. Exactly. If he was wanted to be selfish and greedy... He would be changed clothes.
You know what I'm saying?
Dirt off your shoulders.
99 problems.
What's that? It's
like, we would enjoy it, but you get what I'm saying.
The crowd would not enjoy it. It's okay.
Yeah. Anyway, we got to cut this. I know we're back and we're trying.
We got anything left?
Nah.
We hit all bases.
We hit all bases, which is one of the first things we were.
That's called slam.
It was Derek because we never got through anything with him.
Yeah, segue.
And I just felt like we stayed on task, stayed on topic. It was a little long, but you gotta think, man. It's been motherfucking like for real, like two plus months.
We did not record all summer.
Yeah, for real.
We didn't record all summer.
Well, me and Chad did.
Yeah, we didn't record all summer.
If
Nate Dogg ain't seen it, and I'm Nate Dogg.
The last time you recorded, like, you was a year younger.
I was 37.
You closer to retirement.
I love it.
All right, go ahead and wrap it up. I do got one more song that Lil Wayne probably could perform and maybe at a halftime show. And you love this song.
Probably do. This your boy, Chizzy Chad, coming again. To you live.
What's
the song? Word to
Shannon
Sharp.
Coming to you live.
That's my Michelle. Gotta go.